Welcome to Social Geek Radio. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hi there, this is Deb Evans coming to you live from the Social Geek Radio studios here in Houston, Texas.
And Jack Munson of Kigo coming to you live from the Social Geek Radio North studios in Chicago. What's going on today, Deb?
Oh, you know what? It is finally a nice sunny, of course a hot day because we are in Texas and that's expected, but it is all good. So, and how are you, Mr. Munson? You're getting ready to do some travel. You've got a busy speaking schedule, I saw.
Marketing side of that, especially with Springboard coming up this week in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Also next week, the Franchise Leadership and Development Conference in Atlanta. And then really gearing up for Austin in October with FranTech 2016. So if anyone is interested in checking out any of those events, please come to jackmunson.com, and I've got a whole listing and links and how you can register and what's going on at all of those things. And if you're going to be at any of those places, please let us know. Hit us on Facebook at the Social Geek Radio Facebook page. We'd love to say hello and chat with you and see what's happening in your world as well.
Yeah, fall franchising events, all fun.
Yeah, didn't it used to be that all of the conferences that people would go to in our industry, it tended to be the first half of the year, right?
Right.
It was February and March, April. Now it seems like September, October, November, that's really the hot time in franchising. There's lots of other events to coming our way as well. So,
yeah, great way to end
Deb, I know we've got a we've got a busy schedule today, mm-hmm. and we've got a great guest waiting. So, mm-hmm. But first, you've got something really interesting for Geek It Out today.
Right. So some time ago when we were talking about Facebook business posts and you wanted to tag somebody within the post, you had to post it, go back in and edit, and then you could add the tags. Well, anyone that's on Facebook today on their business page, you can go ahead and tag them just like you do on your personal page, like at Jack Munson or at Deb Evans, whatever, and the tags are there. From what I can tell, you have to be Facebook friends with that particular person before you tag them, but I think it's a great feature now within Facebook. You can always tag businesses, but it's really cool that you can tag the individual people now too. So I'm really loving that, and I was just going to town this morning just tagging people like crazy because I'm talking about them anyway. I mean, it's like I want everybody to know Jack Munson's going to be at Springboard. Go see him. He's with Kigo. So
right. So I think it'll be cool until somebody comes along and just, you know, overindulges, right?
Yeah.
So I think we'll have to keep our eye on how that's going to work. But again, if anyone's having any experience with this and whether it's positive or negative, we'd love to hear about it.
Yeah,
in fact,
tag us.
Hit us again on the Facebook page. You can tag us,
I will see it.
And let us know how it's going, and then if it's too much, then we'll tell you to stop.
So. That's right. So here's I'm really excited about today with our guest. So our guest today is Julie Niehoff. She is a celebrated keynote speaker, respected leader in small business community, years of service, though she's not that old, years of service within the nonprofit sector. She is an author, a contributor writer to like Huffington Post and the business journals. But where I met Julie years ago was her year. I think she spent about 10 years with Constant Contact. She was a presenter, trainer. She does seminars. And she actually came to Computer Explorer. So you know how long ago this was. And she was one of our speakers on email marketing. And it was when I was first getting my franchise brand at that time, embraced and trying to figure out this whole email marketing and how to use Constant Contact. And I can tell you that Julie's presentation pushed them over the edge into that land of, I can do this. So Julie, thank you for joining us. And it's great to talk to you again after so many years.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
Cool. So now today we're not going to talk about email marketing or social media or those many topics that you train on and you present. And I love your new podcast, the Easy Marketing Podcast. I get notified from SoundCloud when you've got a new podcast up, and I love to listen to it. But today you're going to educate us, at least me, on net promoter scores. What is
that? Net promoter score.
I'll start with the basics.
The net promoter score is a way of measuring a company in terms of how their customers and their employees, in fact, view them, how they rate them in terms of their experience. So it's kind of a customer loyalty metric, really, and it actually started in 2003. It was part of an article in the Harvard Business Review, actually, where a man named, I'm going to mess up his last name, but his name is Fred Reicheld. He's a partner at Bain & Company. He wrote about the one question or the one number you need to know to be able to grow. Because you've done so much research around, you know, surveys and customer service and customer loyalty and what matters in terms of whether it matters that you have good customer service or not. And it comes down to one question. The net promoter score is actually based on responses to a single question, and that is, how likely are you to recommend this company, this product, this service to your friends or a colleague? And you've probably been asked that a million times, right?
Absolutely.
So that is a very specific metric. And in classes that I teach, I very often am teaching small businesses and nonprofits to ask that question. If you don't have time to ask a lot of questions, at least ask that one, because you need to know your net promoter score. Your net promoter score tells you not just how likely they are to recommend you, but it gives you a really clear read on where you are in terms of their experience with you, their emotions about you, whether they're going to stay for a while, and statistically, whether you're going to do well in business.
So, Julie, tell us about the scores themselves. What's the scale? 0 to what?
It's 0 to 10, so it's just, you know, it doesn't look like a strange, outstanding question when you get that question on a survey or when you're asked on the phone. But your responses put you into categories. So if you ask someone, how likely are you to recommend our company to a friend or a colleague, and they answer you from 0 to 10 as either a 0, a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, so all the way up to 6, those people are actually considered detractors. They have had a negative experience. Even though 6 feels like maybe it was okay, all the way up to a 6 is considered a detractor. A 7 or an 8 is called a passive, meaning they didn't love it, they didn't hate it, but they're really not giving you enough information to calculate. And a 9 or a 10 is called a promoter. So a promoter is a loyal, enthusiastic fan. They really enjoyed it. They are very likely to tell someone else to come along and use your product or your service. And to get your score, you take the 9s and the 10s, so the promoters, and you subtract all of the detractors, the 0 to the 6s, and you figure out your net promoter score. The 7s and 8s, you throw out. They don't count for anything.
Ah.
Wow.
So, oh, okay. I get the terminology now. It's actually net promoter, so okay. Taking out the non-promoters. Perfect. So, how often can this change, especially for a small business? Let's focus on those guys. You know, is it something that can change rapidly, or is this really sort of a rolling thing over time?
Great question. It feels like it should be rolling over time, but it's actually pretty rapid, because you can change people's experience with your company quickly, and especially for small organizations, every single customer counts so much as a percentage of your overall score, right? So unless you're in a mass one-to-many business, if you have, you know, 100 or 1,000 customers, you can change that score in a matter of weeks or a month or 2 months just by changing the customer experience. And it's important when you get the detractors to go back and kind of nurture and say what happened or how can we make it better and try to gather intel. But there are, you know, major companies, big companies do this all the time. My personal experience with learning what a Net Promoter Score was, it had actually nothing to do with teaching marketing or education about small business, and it was actually as a consumer I learned about it because I was unhappy with my cell carrier. I won't tell you what company it was, but I will tell you that I learned that they had a very bad Net Promoter Score because you can go as low as negative 100, and they had an almost negative 100 at the time that I was upset with my cell phone company.
Wow.
And, yeah. And these are numbers that are posted out there. You can Google the Net Promoter Scores of major companies and find them. And I found that out, and I also found out that they were working on it. And within about 3 months, so a good quarter's worth of time, they were able to turn it around where it was on the starting to go positive or more positive. And I'm still with that company because they dramatically changed their customer service based on that negative Net Promoter Score. You can change it quickly if you're paying attention.
Right.
It's not like turning a ship, especially for a small business.
Hmm. And do you have any idea on what they did internally to focus on their customers or any insight there?
For that specific company, I do,
yeah.
And I experienced it as well. They looked at the reasons that people were leaving, and it was because when people would call on the phone and ask a question, they would get one answer, and then they'd call again, ask the same question because that answer didn't work, and they'd get a different answer. And they implemented a whole system of making sure that everyone who was on the phone was working from the same playbook, and they turned on the friendly button. I mean, they turned on the charm like nothing, and it is a completely different experience today to call them because no matter what you're calling about, they're happy, they want to help you, they find a solution. It is amazing, and now they have a very positive Net Promoter Score.
Nothing helps like a little bit of friendliness and maybe a smile. What a concept, right?
Right. Even if it's all about people, right? It's human interaction, even for those huge businesses. And that one person on the phone can tank your Net Promoter Score for that day. And it does move from day to day. Bigger companies actually task their employees with making sure their Net Promoter stays high. And they track it. They'll put it on everybody's desktop. They can watch it moving. And they, because at the end of every call for those big companies, they're asking that question right after.
Wow.
Very good. Very good. So with the small business clients and organizations that you're working with, how do you typically start educating them on net promoter scores and working with them to improve those scores?
Well, I very often share my personal experience with a Net Promoter Score and having that actual interaction with the company and seeing it change. But I also explain, you know, we go over the whole detractors and passive, and it's kind of hard for a small business owner to accept throwing out those sevens and eights because that's a positive, right? That's over the medium. It's a seven and an eight. Is,
right.
Those people weren't unhappy, but they weren't happy enough to change the spigot for the six and unders, right? It's not enough statistically to move it. So once we get past the statistical data of it, they start to feel empowered because they realize that this one employee or that one employee changing the way that they talk to people or offering a different way of doing refunds very often comes up or whatever it is that is stopping that Net Promoter Score from being high. When they change it, it's like turning on a light. Right? It's like flipping a switch and they can see the difference in responses. And it really helps to focus in on where the problems are and solving those in terms of customer experience. So when I'm teaching it to a small business, we are implementing it one piece at a time so that you can tell when the switch flips. You know, you can see it. It's very visible for a small business when you realize.
And are there any tools that your small business clients can use or things that you are using for them that our listeners could go check out and maybe, you know, see what their score looks like?
Absolutely. All you have to do to get your score is to create a survey. You know, there's free online survey tools everywhere. A one-question survey with this question or at the register if you have a brick and mortar place, make sure the person who's standing in as the cashier asks the question and tracks the answer. When you do a one-question survey and send it out to all of your customers or send it out right after their experience, so maybe you can trigger it if you have that kind of technology to trigger an email to go out with that one question after they've purchased something from you or come to an event or whatever. That one question survey is all you need to start tracking your Net Promoter Score. Now, I would give it a full quarter as a small business to track it before you say, this is our score, you know. And I would also, another tool that I give my clients is I give them the ability to actually weigh in on some of the companies that they use, because then they start to see the value of it. There is a site called Alignable.com. Have you guys ever heard of that?
No, Alignable.com, okay.
Alignable.com is an online community for small business owners, and it's sort of LinkedIn, Facebook meets just for small business owners, so they can all connect and especially connect locally and start to co-promote and collaborate and refer each other. It's a great free site. But they have a special version of the Net Promoter Score that is called the Small Business Trust Index. And if you go to nps.alignable.com, Net Promoter Score is what NPS stands for, .alignable.com, you can see a number of the brands that many small businesses use, you know, the website, the email marketing tools, the survey tools, the payment processing tools, all the familiar names. And you can weigh in as a customer and say, I gave these people 5 stars or 4 stars, and you can answer the Net Promoter Score. And you can watch the scores change as people on the site are actually measuring it. And it really helps them see, it also turns the tables on those companies. So rather than the small business feeling like they're always, you know, at the behest of their customer, they can always turn around and say, well, I'm a customer, and this is how I feel about this company. And I'll tell you, the most popular one to vote on is Yelp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard to Yelp, right?
Yeah. I'm looking at the scores from nps.alignable.com right now, and Yelp, not doing so well, which is kind of ironic.
Bomb, but, you know.
Yeah.
But it is ironic, isn't it?
It's ironic, but at the same time, I love the idea of the one-question survey. How likely are you to recommend, right? Because even if you're not tracking this, which you should be, but even if you're not tracking it, what a great question to ask a customer. Because even outside of tracking the Net Promoter Score, the most important thing that a customer can do for you right now is give you a good review on Yelp or Google My Business or you know, and we've been reading lately about, you know, Facebook's plans to just pretty much take over the review world. So to be in the habit of asking customers how likely are you to recommend is probably the first step in improving everything about your business.
I completely agree. In fact, learning more about this changed something that I tell my clients and people in my classes all the time. I used to say, if you can only ask one question, ask them where you heard about us, because that tells you which of your marketing is working.
Right.
I've changed that to ask this question because this gives you a sense of not just referral business potential, but repeat customers. And that's where your biggest margins are coming from anyway.
Sure, because if they're not going to recommend you to a friend, they're certainly not going to recommend you to themselves or come back again to your small business. So great.
Exactly. And it's also a sort of a softer, gentler way for them to tell you, I'm not happy, without having to raise their hand and complain.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
So often someone doesn't have a great experience, but maybe they know you well, so they don't want to tell you, or they, you know, they're not a typical complainer, or they've had a fixed experience, and so they don't think of it as completely bad, and they don't realize the impact that could have on your business for you to know it and turn that around into a 9 or a 10.
Right, and the worst thing that could happen as a business is for you to have customers out there that would, you know, see you as a 1 to 6, but not tell you. So, fantastic.
Yeah.
What's a good way for any small business owner to get started?
I would say to get started, most small businesses now are at least on Facebook or they have an email list. And I would say the best way to get started is to send to recent past customers. So in the last, let's say, 6 months, I would post it on Facebook as a question, or I would send it out in an email. And if possible, use a survey tool to do that so that you can easily track the responses. But if you don't feel comfortable with a survey tool, at least ask the question and manually track the responses. Very simple.
Excellent.
It doesn't have to be complex at all.
Very good. Excellent. This is Social Geek Radio, and today we're speaking with Julie Niehoff, the co-founder and CMO of Distance Learning Media and the host of the tell us about your podcast again.
The Easy Marketing
Guide. Oh, sure. It's called The Easy Marketing Guide with Julie Niehoff. It's
Easy
on
Marketing
iTunes and
Guide.
All of the others.
Excellent.
Yep. And just a 30-minute show. We have influencer interviews. We talk to real, live, local small businesses with a good success story. We talk about very practical, real-world advice for just regular people to use and add to the mix of their own marketing.
Love it.
Yeah. So, Julie, I still love the first podcast that you did, and I listened to it, and so surprised by the recording of yourself when you were a small child. So speaking publicly, professionally, singing or recording your voice, this has come from a very early age, and that you still have that recording somehow, that you can use that on your podcast. I just thought, that is just so cool and unique.
That was, you know, that was a stroke of luck. My grandparents took me to a cool little recording studio when I was 2 years old, and I still have a little 45 record. And my husband is a technology genius, so he figured out how to take it from the recording into digital, and so we did it.
Yeah, Jack, I thought you would love that.
It just happened one night, I said.
Yeah. It's
just,
like,
you know,
when you're watching
it just happened
the Olympics,
all of a sudden.
And you see those film clips of the Olympic swimmers, and, you know, they're 5 years old getting in the pool for the first
yeah.
time.
Yeah, I love it.
Exactly.
Love it.
And the recording from my grandparents when I was little, they would, if I woke up from a nap, they would take me to a window, you know, as a baby, not to barely talk, and tell me to open the window and say, "Hello, world, great, wide, wonderful world." So that's how we decided to open the podcast.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love that.
As a two-year-old.
I mean, you know, in Jack and I are teens, you know, puppies and children and anything, you know, pumpkin this time of year is going to be a sure hit. And, you know, you nailed it. So, hello, world. It's so cute.
Thank you.
Julie, in the couple minutes we have left, if anyone has any questions for you about Net Promoter Scores or any of the other geeky data stuff that you're involved in, how can they reach you? What's a great place for people to lob questions to you?
They can find me at theeasymarketingguide.com. They can send me an email at julie@theeasymarketingguide.com. But they can also submit questions and show ideas on that site as well. Easy to find me.
It is. Very good. And I'm so glad that we found you again. It's looking forward to when
so
we...
great to talk to you again.
Yeah. Well, when Jack and I come to Austin for Frantech, we are going to pop into your studios and get to see you in person. So it'll be lots of fun. But thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Julie. And good night, everybody.
Good night.